Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 71, The MOAS and the 1 Cent Dream. So I'm recording this and I'm watching SHIB go on another run. It's up to 46. And so interesting thing. You know, I was going to call this episode, It Takes Two. That, you know, we have the MOAS, and that's the vast majority of my position is AMC, and I'm counting on that MOAS. The only problem is we've been counting on it since May, at least for me, and I know some people have been counting on it since January. And it's hard, and all these other plays have come along, and I've gotten in and gotten out of stuff, and I always come back to AMC, and nothing really works out. Now, the one thing I got involved with that really feels comfortable to me as an investor. Remember, I'm a long-term investor. I'm not a day trader. I'm not a swing trader. I don't feel confident with that kind of investing. I like making an investment and keeping it there, right? And that's what I liked about AMC. You just had to buy and hold and wait for the MOAS. And so when SHIB started making noise, and I wanted to get into crypto, and Doge took me into crypto, and then, but Doge was a mature coin as far as I could tell, that you weren't going to get that explosive growth that Doge had at the beginning of the year that made all the millionaires, right? So when SHIB came along, I thought, well, maybe this is could be my Doge. Or my Bitcoin, you know, in the early stages where you can, for not a lot of money, you can get a lot of coins. All right. So I started investing and the first investment I made was $50 and I got in at like 23 or so. And right now that 23, when SHIB hit 46, that basically paid for itself. I doubled my money on that initial $50 investment. And then from there, we obviously, like I mentioned, you know, we that night it surged to 35 and we bought at 35 and immediately went back down to like 24. And we were like, great, you know, we got, you know, we're the bag holders. But I had faith in it and I learned the art of averaging down from AMC. And I kept buying SHIB at these lower rates. And so we, even though we had this high buy at 35, you know, eventually we were profitable at 27. So when she went on its run and got into the high 20s, we were now profitable and growing. And then when it ran, made its run, you know, into the 30s and then the 40s recently, you know, it really started to pay off. Now, look, it's still small chump change, but this is a long-term play. And that's where the 1 cent dream comes from. You know, if she ever gets to 1 cent, you know, a lot of people might be millionaires, certainly 100,000-aires. It'll be looking really good for people for an investment of a few hundred dollars. And that's the crazy part, that just for a few hundred dollars, you know, you could have, you know, become a future millionaire by investing in that moment. So anyway, we'll see how that works out. And then the MOAS, of course, still waiting on the MOAS. So what was happening was I got more confident in SHIB. Now I'll make a confession. You know, I know I hate Donald Trump. I couldn't support anything that Donald Trump was a part of, but boy, it would have been nice to get some of the profits that some of the people got swinging on, the Trump stocks. And I got to admit, I gave them another look just like, oh, you know, but you know, we could really use some cash right now. It certainly would come in handy to have a nice juicy deal and maybe do, you know, a swing trade or just cash in. And I got pretty close. But the thing is, I would have had to have sold AMC to do this. We just don't have the cash on hand to go investing in, you know, an $80 stock. So I would have had to cash out AMC. And I looked at it and I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to sell AMC to invest in a Trump stock, even if it was just to swing it, you know, even if I was going to hold it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it was going to be to make some profit off of it. And then, you know, go back into AMC and have a little money left over maybe. But I couldn't do it. But what I ended up doing was I bought another, $200 worth of SHIB at 40, which got me another 5 million shares. So right now I've got 20 million SHIB coins. And if it ever gets to a dollar, that's $20 million. If it gets to, I think 10 cents, it'd be what, you know, $2 million. And if it gets to a penny, if you're the 1 cent dream, that's $200,000. So anyway, now then I thought, well, geez, you know, she made another run today. And I would really study Dogecoin. And I think once she gets past the 50 mark and really starts cooking, it's just going to accelerate and be more and more. And just really go fast. And I think it's going to surprise people that how fast it accelerates. And I thought, geez, you know, 20 million coins is good. I'd love to have 100 million, right? But that would have been selling a lot of AMC to get there. And I thought, all right, well, maybe if I bring it down to 50 million, you know, I can sell, you know, maybe 36 AMC shares, you know, and which I have a lot more than that. But, you know, that seemed fair that, you know, AMC has been stuck in the 30s. And in the meantime, hey, here's an investment that's growing steadily, that it has this manifest destiny sense to it, that it's going to go to that one penny dream, the 1 cent dream, and that's what's driving it. And I think it survived Elon Musk. A lot of people said, well, this thing surged because Elon tweeted a picture of a dog in a trunk, right? And that's why it surged. And then when Elon said, nope, I don't own any, you know, made it official that he was not a SHIB holder, yeah, the stock went down, but guess what? It came back and it recovered. So it survived that. So I got a lot of confidence from that it doesn't need Elon Musk, that one Elon Musk tweet isn't going to break this stock. And I'd like to think maybe a lot of apes are coming into it. And boy, apes know how to hold. So yes, you're going to get profit takers and you're going to get people swinging it. And there's going to be some whales that are going to cash in. But, you know, the more apes that come into this SHIB, seeing that this is another chance to make, you know, some, you know, life-changing money, hopefully, I think the more this price will hold and it will accelerate. Listen, we've had this happen twice, really, with, I think, two. Like, if it gets on my radar and I know about it, then that's pretty big, because I'm not a big crypto guy. I know Bitcoin and I know Doge, and I know the people that bought in early on those two coins became millionaires, sometimes billionaires, right? And that's happened. So that happened once, it happened twice. Same thing for me with GameStop. You know, when GameStop had that run, you know, it made me more willing to get in on AMC because I saw it happen with GameStop. So now we've seen this happen twice with Bitcoin and Dogecoin. Now, obviously, there are other coins, Ethereum and all these other ones, but I don't think they break through the clutter as much as Dogecoin, Doge, and Bitcoin, and now maybe SHIB. So I thought, all right, I can live with that. I feel okay with that. I still have a huge, huge, you know, position in AMC. That is the over 90% of, you know, if not 90, you know, 5, 99, whatever it is going to be AMC. But I thought, you know, this might be a good side thing to get something that's kind of slow and steady and that I can also depend on while I'm waiting for the MOAS. Because the MOAS could take a while. It could be till next year, next summer. We don't know. We honestly don't know. And the other thing I like about crypto is it's 24/7. It's always going on, always the action. And I don't think there's like the hedge funds or I don't know if it has the manipulation. I don't see that. Yes, you have whales, you have people taking profit, but I don't see the manipulation with these hedge funds and Citadel in there that I see with AMC. If they had left AMC alone, if AMC was allowed to do what it should have done, this would have been over a long time ago, and we all would have had our money, and we could have gotten on with our lives. So I like that about SHIB as well. So anyway, now I wanted to do a test. So I was watching it. I stayed up all night watching pre-market and SHIB, seeing how they were performing. And finally, it got to a point where I was comfortable and like, all right, I'm going to take a first step, but I'm going to do a test run. And I sold three shares of AMC to you know, see if I could, you know, see how I felt. Try it on, right? Just with 3 shares, what's the harm in 3 shares? I actually just bought 3 shares last week, and for the same price that I would be selling them at, so it was almost like a neutral transaction. Anyway, so I sold them, and I did this on Webull, and when I went to buy the crypto, it said, well, you don't have the buying power. And I'm like, what? It's there. It says it's there. So there's buying power for stock and there's buying power for crypto. And buying power for crypto is going to take the 2 days to settle. So I wasn't able to buy the SHIB, and I wasn't going to be able to get to the, you know, at that point, I wasn't going to be able to get to the 50 million SHIB coins that we could not afford to. Theoretically, you could have sold the stock on Webull or any other, you know, brokerage, right? And then said, well, when that settles, I'll bring the cash back to my checking, right? But in the meantime, I'll put a payment from my checking over to Webull and get the 50 coins that way. The problem for me is, you know, those are fairly substantial transactions. And, you know, like I said, we're trying to manage our money as best we can. And, you know, having a couple of big transactions like that really could gum up the works if something goes wrong somewhere along the line. And it was also hard because at that point I thought I could make an instantaneous decision like, okay, this is what AMC's at, this is what SHIB's at, great, let's do this. Whereas now I'd have to sell that stock. Well, what if AMC, you know, goes up 10 bucks or 20 bucks or has the MOAS? And meanwhile, I you know, sold the stock and it's just sitting there waiting to settle. And I don't know. So at that point, I talked to my wife about it and I said, look, here's where we're at. You know, we have 20 million coins. We can't really buy any more by selling the stock instantaneously. It's going to take a couple days. And look at the way SHIB's going right now, in 2 days, who knows where it's going to be at. And my thought was, well, maybe wait for the MOAS and then hopefully can still get SHIB with a few zeros in front of it with the MOAS money. And maybe at that point, get the 100 million coins. Who knows? Maybe even get a couple hundred million if it's affordable. And then wait for SHIB, wait for the 1 cent dream. So, you know, it's been exciting. Well, you know, watching it do this, we'll see if it crashes. You know, it tends to do that. It goes on these big runs and then it, you know, has its natural pullback. But, you know, when that pullback level is higher than it was, then that's satisfying too. So right now it's, you know, going up to 46. And if it doesn't go past 46 and it comes back, but now it levels off at like, say, 44, you know, like today, early today, it leveled off at 42. And now if it can, you know, it'd be nice for it to stay at 46 or go higher, but we'll see. Now, as far as AMC goes, it's the same old story. You know, we wait, you know, we've got earnings call next week, but they usually tank it when we do earnings calls anyway. That's the hedge fund specialty. They just wait till that comes. Everyone's excited. And then, you know, as soon as the good news is there and you're expecting a nice run, it bang, they tank it to deflate our spirits. But, you know, hey, shorts haven't covered yet, and we're still waiting on the MOAS. But at least, you know, she keeps me entertained in the meantime. And those are the two plays, you know, that I'm in right now. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, well, thanks for listening. We'll see what kind of a day SHIB has. We'll see what kind of a day AMC has. Oh, so let me get back to this. So at any rate, once I realized I wasn't going to be able to do what I wanted to do, I actually went back and I bought the AMC shares back at the price that I sold them at. So basically I added my 2 shares back. Hey, what do you say? What do they say? You know, no harm, no foul. So I got my 3 shares back as AMC. So technically I can still say I haven't sold any AMC shares, to buy SHIB. That, you know, everything that has been, you know, SHIB's been cash. And again, you say, well, geez, you could have invested that cash into AMC. Trust me, the cash that I have invested in SHIB was not going to be the last straw that caused the MOAS. It just wasn't that. That just, you know, it's a few hundred dollars, and that wasn't going to be it. And so I don't feel, you know, bad about that. That, you know, we have a great position on AMC, and really, I think at this point, it's just up to the hedge funds. I don't know if there's going to be enough FOMO money to get, you know, AMC over the top or what it's going to take. I think something has to break either with some regulation that they can't use the dark pool. I think if that's that comes through and now they can't use the dark pool, I think you could see a run then. But, you know, something has to happen. Who knows? Maybe the 1 cent dream happens and a lot of apes have some, you know, SHIB cash that they can invest in it. And maybe AMC goes up, which actually brings me to another conspiracy theory that I have. A lot of people are saying, when is Robinhood going to list SHIB? And that was the other thing I wanted to, make investments into SHIB before that Robinhood announcement. That could potentially double the SHIB price, which is what used to happen to Doge and SHIB. Well, it happened to SHIB in the old days when it got listed early on by some of the bigger platforms, that it doubled in price. Of course, it was much cheaper then, but that's where that momentum and excitement and FOMO comes in. And so, you know, eventually if that Robinhood announcement comes in, you know, like you could see SHIB go from 46 right now to, you know, losing a zero, going to, you know, zero, zero. Instead of four zeros, have three zeros and then a one and go on from there. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Well, anyway, so the conspiracy would be this, you know, if Robinhood lists SHIB and SHIB goes nuts and ends up, you know, losing a couple zeros and all of a sudden, you know, you get a bunch of, you know, ape millionaires. Well, where do you think that money's going to go? You know, they're going to pour it back into AMC and then AMC could potentially skyrocket and actually cause the MOAS. So I'm curious if the somebody's putting pressure on Robinhood not to list SHIB, because they could see that potentially bringing on the MOAS, and maybe it could. I don't know. We'll see. And who knows? Maybe that will be the next episode of the AMC stock story. But currently, right now, SHIB is at $47.50. So we could potentially hit $50 or $50 today for SHIB. And who knows? Maybe, you know, maybe this is the start of something special. Maybe this can cause the MOAS, and maybe that will be the next episode of the AMC stock story.